This is KCUR 89.3. Some innovators make it in business when they get their one big idea, while others start company after company, succeeding, selling, and moving on to the next. KCUR's Brian Ellison recently spoke with Augie Grassis, the CEO of a company known since last week as Freighter Gator, about whether he accepts the title of serial entrepreneur.
I guess it's true from the standpoint that I've had a number of startups. It's really what interests me the most and what turns me on the most about life, you know, about commerce. It's innovating and improving the way things are done.
What makes a person an entrepreneur as opposed to simply a business person?
Well, yeah, I think entrepreneur is a business person, obviously. I would say, in my mind, an entrepreneur is somebody who's inventing something, somebody who's innovating, inventing, maybe changing the way things are being done, improving the way things are being done.
What is the common thread in all of the work that you've done?
Well, I think the common thread really is disrupting or greatly improving, changing the way people live.
I think a lot of people might know you best for the work you did founding Handmark. You designed content apps for the Palm OS, devices like the Palm Pilot. What led you to that place?
At the end of my tenure at Autodesk, I started looking at mobile computing on their behalf. Got really, really turned on about not just where it was at the time, which was 1999, but where it could go. And at that time, as you said, Brian, it was the Palm Pilot.
I loved my Palm Pilot, by the way. I was so reluctant to give it up.
Eventually. Oh, no, it was a great device. But if you might recall, of course, they weren't wireless.
Right.
They were. It was leashed to your PC, and that's how you would synchronize them.
Right.
And so, we started that way, and we said, well, we're going to build software for this, and we went out and licensed the three most popular books at the time. The three books were the Bible, which I think is still the most popular book.
I'm not sure.
Number two was the dictionary, which nobody buys anymore, I don't think, because it's online. And then number three is the Rand McNally Road Atlas. So we licensed that content, and we put them on the Palm Pilot.
And those things have gone by the wayside, the dictionary and the Road Atlas, because of technology advancing, partly the ways that you caused it to advance with your software.
Well, that's right. That's right. And so we...
You bought the licenses to the books, and then you put them out of business.
Well, I'm not going to take full responsibility for that, but I think Google probably had something to do with it, too.
So Handmark was eventually acquired by Sprint. I guess my question is, what's it like to sell your baby?
Well, you know, it's hard. It's hard to sell your baby, and you got to make sure that it goes to a good home.
It's interesting that you used the word a moment ago, disruptor or disruption, to describe what it is makes you an entrepreneur, what makes you innovative. Say more about that.
Well, I frankly don't like that word that much because it's a pretty commonly used word around entrepreneurs, and I don't necessarily want to make people mad. it's really, I would say, more innovate or improve the way people are doing things. And if that's disruptive, it's disruptive. But as it turns out, some of the things that we've done have been disruptive to markets. Markets, for example, with Freighter Gator, our new company, we're kind of taking the middleman out of LTL shipping.
LTL stands for less than a truckload.
Less than a truckload. Sorry about that.
No, it's
throwing
right.
The TLAs at you already. So three-letter acronyms.
Yes. Just this month, you've changed the name of your company from ShipX to Freighter Gator. Why'd you make the change?
We're building something new. We're building something innovative. We care a lot about what we call ourselves. So there's a tremendous amount of excitement internally in our company around this name change, this new brand. And I think that reflects to the outside very, very well, too. You know, it's all about people. It's all about people on your team. Keeping them excited and motivated is the key to success, frankly.
You've been successful at this. I presume you could have gone on from Kansas City to somewhere else and been successful, maybe even had easier access to certain kinds of capital or resources. Why are you still here?
Well, I love Kansas City. I love being here. I would never move away from here, for one thing. Lifestyle is fabulous, and we have a wonderful workforce and a wonderful work ethic. It's a great place to build a business. I wouldn't build a business anywhere else. I really believe that. The shortcoming, I guess in some sense, could be funding, but actually it's not that hard to get funding from other places to invest in your company in Kansas City. So because I think a lot of people feel that way about Kansas City.